Everybody, we're holding Mamish Otot by the end of the first kapitel in Shmuel. Still a little bit of unfinished business to attend to. Very important inyan lahalacha is learnt out from one of the last psukim here. Something that the paiskim say, which like Zalman Auerbach, what other paiskim say, is nowadays it's not kept the way it should, and it's takaroyli hizoher by. And that's the inyan, the isser of sitting on the side of a mispalo when he daven shmona esrei. And that's learnt out of a pusik over here. And what I'm mispalo from is that in Torah there could be one extra letter. And from one extra letter, or three extra words over here, there's so much learned out, and there's so many shilas that come up, it's a double pellet. So let us begin. The pasuk says over here, we spoke about when Eli said that Shmuel Hanavi was Chayiv Misa, because he was Meira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. Batoimer, Chana came to plead on behalf of her son that Eli should be Meichu. Be Adoni, Chay Navshach Adoni. Ani ho'isha hanitzeves imcho boze. I am the woman that stood with you over here. L'spalel el Hashem. And Ayos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me this child, Benes. I daven for him and you daven for him. So please be meichelim and let him stay. So the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, learns out from these words. Ani ho'isha hanitzeves imcho boze. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Mikan, from here you see, she osur leishiv b'soich arba amos shel tefila. It's osur to sit toich dalat amos of someone that's misbala, because it says in the pasuk, ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcho bozeh." We both stood, we'll see in a minute, there's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn pshat in the drasha. But because it says, Nitzeves imcho bozeh, a lashon of standing, mashma, that when Shechana was misbalel, it was usher for Eli to stand, to sit next to her. He had to stand. Now what exactly is the limud? And then we'll see what's the reason for it. Rashi learns pshat, ani ha'isha, hanitzeves imcho bozeh, I stood with you. That's the way Rashi types. I stood with you. That means Eli was standing while she was davening. Shani or Isha and Itzeves Simcha, we were both standing here. So Mashma, the while I was davening, Eli was mechuyev to stand. So when someone davens, you're not supposed to sit next to him. And this is the way the Tur in Eirechaim, Simon Kuvveiz, brings down the drasha. That from the pasuk gets mashma that Eli was standing when she was davening. Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcho bozeh. You were standing here while I was davening. Mashma that when someone davens, you're not allowed to sit right next to him. Now Hagam, lefi this drasha, We don't see any inyan of Dalai Amis. The halacha is you're not supposed to stand, you're not supposed to sit within Dalai Amis of someone that's being mispalel. Mistami, you have to say that stam makam of a person is Dalai Amis, so it's assumed that it's Dalai Amis. That's the way Rashi learns the drush over here. But the way Rashi learns, Eli was standing because it was Taik Dalai Amis of Chana. But Taishis in Mesechtes Brachis learns the drush differently. Taishis learns that the word imcha over there, ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha, has an extra hey. Imcha is spelled ayin mem chaf. Imcha with a hey, what's the hey doing there? So therefore Taishis learns that really Eli was sitting. As it says in the pasuk, the Eli hakayin yoshev al mezuzas heichal Hashem. Eli was sitting, but imcha, it was in the hay, it was in the fifth amma. Because it was the fifth amma, it was mutter for Eli to sit. Mashma, that if it would have been within the dalar amis of Chana, mashma, it would have been awesome. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos exactly what the drasha is. According to Rashi, Eli was standing because he was type Dalai Lama. He was standing because he was type Dalai Lama. Lefi Tosfos, he was taka sitting, as it says, Eli hakayin yoshev. But it was in Cha, it was in the fifth Amma, that's why he was sitting. Mashma, if it would have been type Dalai Lama, he would have been standing. Tosfos brings down lahalacha. So we know the drasha, but what's the reason for it? That we'll see as we go along the halachas. Taisus brings down mikan she'oshelayshiv toich dalat amis shel tefila bein bofonov bein belaachrov ubein min hatzdodin. Taisus says sai in front dalat amis, sai in back dalat amis, and sai on the side. You're not allowed to sit within dalat amis. In Taisus, the Bein Bala Achrov is in parentheses, for some reason. Bein Bala Achrov, is in parentheses, which we'll see. The Rush brings down Bein Bala Achrov, you're not allowed to be within Dalai Lama's behind the Mispalel either. So according to the Rush, it would seem it's all four sides. Front, back, and the two sides, you're not allowed to sit within Dalai Lama's of the Mispalel. But the Rush is Moisif, a third Russian. Not like Rashi, not like Taisus. He says, "Ani ha'isha hanitzeves imcha bozeh." Zeh is begematria 12. That means four amas on each side, which is a shtickle pella, because if it's four amas on each side, and the Rush says it's on all four sides, it should have been a gematria of 16. It's a funny thing. The Rush says it's on all four sides. He doesn't bring down Melachrov in parentheses. He says Melafonov, Melachrov, Al Shnei Hatzdodim. It's usher to sit within Dalai Lama's of the Mispalel. But he brings down this gematria. Bozeh, Zeh is 12. So it's Dalai Lama's on three sides. Where's the Dalai Lama's on the fourth side? This is a question that all the Mepharshim ask on the Rush. So there's various terutzim on the Rush. The Dachei Moshe in Erechaim Simen Kuvbei says that the two sides, on the side on the right and on the left, really doesn't need a separate drasha. What's the chilik, the right side or the left side? So those two sides don't need separate drushes. So one drasha, four amis for the front, one drasha, four amis is for the back, and the two sides really only needs one drasha, and they really only need a remez to 12. Furthermore, Zop the Dachei Moshe, that Chana was zikr careful that she shouldn't have anything being chaytzeit between her and the wall. One of the halachas that we learn out in Hilchas Tvila is that a person should daven by a wall. We learned that out from Chizkiyah HaMelech. So zikr, Chana daven by a wall. So it was only negayet to three sides. It's four, four, and four. Hanitevesim chobozeh. But Enoch Inami, by someone that davens where there are all four sides, and a person is not allowed to be within Dalai Lama's of any one of those sides. Furthermore, the Mepharshim say that Eli Zichur did not stand behind Chana, as the Gemara says, Achayre Ari v'loy Achayre Isha. It's safer to stand behind a lion than to stand behind a woman, I'll see Hurim or whatever. So that didn't even come into question. It was just a question of the three other sides. Memela, there's a gematria of Zeh 12. And the Beis Yosef is Moisef, that it wouldn't be a shaila standing and sitting in front of her, because that has nothing to do with the halach of Dalar Amas. That halach is in front of him is shvalel, you're not allowed to be kamolei enav. So that doesn't come into the picture over here. So it's only again the right, the left, and the back. So it comes out lahalacha, it's usher to sit within Dalar Amas of the Mishbalo, front, back, and on the sides. It's just a question of what the drush is. Taishas then brings down another halacha b'shem the Chuvis Haga'inim, that the only time it's usher to sit right next to the Mishbalo, Taich Dalar Amas, if the person is Yeshivu Batal. If the person sitting is not doing anything, then he's not allowed to sit next to the Mishbal. But if, let's say, he's Isaac in Kriya Shema, or similar to that, he's Isaac in the Davish of Ikdusha, then L'chayre it's Mutter. Now, the Tur, the way he brings down from Taisvis, it's Mashma from Taisvis, you're only Mutter if you're Isaac in Kriya Shema, Uberchayseha, but not if you learn Taira. Why? What's the reason for that? Zoktatur, the reason why it's usher to sit next to someone that's davening is because it looks like your friend is being makabel al malchus shamayim, and you're not makabel al malchus shamayim, you're stam yoshev batel. So therefore, you bedavka have to be basic in kriyas shema where you're being makabel al malchus shamayim. That's the way the tur paskens lahalacha. So it would seem from the tur that the only heter to sit next to someone that's davening is if you're makabel al malchus shamayim. Furthermore, mistam eli hakayin wasn't bottled from the Rei Torah. Eli hakayin mistam was thinking and learning, and still you see that he was mechuyev to stand. Mashmad, the only heter is if you're Isaac in kabbalas al malchus shamayim. The Beis Yosef argues with the tur on this. He brings down b'shem the smag and b'shem the sefer mitzvah kot, b'shem the smag, b'shem the ge'oinim, that even if you're Isaac in Torah, it's mutter to sit next to the mispalo. Why? A niflet the gezach. Someone that's Isaac in Torah is if he's being makabel al malchus shamayim. Al malchus shamayim is not limited to kriya shma, but someone that's Isaac in Torah does haste kabbalas al malchus shamayim because you're being Isaac in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What greater Kabbalah's Omar Hashemayim is there than sitting and listening to the Dvar Hashem? Memela, the Beis Yosef brings down that even if you're Isaac in Torah, it's mutter to sit. That's considered Kabbalah's Omar Hashemayim. Mustami, I have to say that Eli, that was standing with some at that time for some reason, was not Isaac in learning. Now, the Taz argues on the tour for a different reason. Because according to the tour, the Isser is because it looks like your friend is being Isaac in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and you're not. So if that's the case, so why is it only Isser if your friend is davening Shemoneh Esrei? And let's say your friend is Isaac in Kriya Shema and you're Yoshim Bakal, you shouldn't be allowed to sit next to your friend when he's Isaac in Kriya Shema. Why is it Dafka Halacha in Shemoneh Esrei? Comes along the Taz, and he says a totally new reason why it's usher to sit Teich Dalar Amas. And this is mashma from the Zohar HaKadosh, this reason. When a person davens, he's standing al Admas Kodesh. When a person davens, he's mamish standing by the Shechina. No, it's not for no reason at all that we step back after Shemoneh Esrei, and when we start davening Shemoneh Esrei, we step forward. Halei Davaru. It's pshat, you're standing in front of the Shechina. And when you're bowing down mamish in front of the Shechina. So pshat is the makam that a person stands on. Hamakam hasher ha-taymer aleha, Admas Kodeshi. It's Admas Kodesh. Memele, if it's Admas Kodesh, if somebody is sitting within the Dalar Amas with Dvarim B'Teilim, then you're on Admas Kodesh, not doing anything, it's a tain on you. But if, let's say, a fellow's ice can, any Dvar Shabigdusha, whether it's learning, it makes no difference if you're Makabal on yourself, Omar Hashemayim, or whether you're Isaac in learning, you're Isaac in the Dvar Shabigdusha, or Admas Kodesh, that's fine. So it comes out over here, we have a machloikis in what the reason is. And what the reason is why a person is not allowed to sit type someone that davens. Lefi, the tour, the reason is because if your friend is being makabel al malchus shamayim, you shouldn't be Yoshim Batel. And according to that, you davka to be Isaac in Kriya Shema to be makabel on yourself al malchus shamayim. According to the Taz, on the other hand, the reason is because a person that davens Shemoneh Esrei, it's Admas Kodesh. So for you to do Dvarim B'Teilim on Admas Kodesh, to pasnish, so anything you do that's a Davar Shebikdusha, that also is fine. Now a new halacha. The Torah paskins b'shem his father, the Rosh, that if somebody is already sitting, and somebody else comes and davens b'tzidai, then he's not mechuyev to stand up. Because I already was kind of my boundaries, and somebody else is coming, he's coming into my boundary, memela, I'm not mechuyev to stand up. So, the Mefarshim asked Akasha, the Torah himself asked the Akasha on his father, the Rosh, l'chayra, this halacha we learn out of Eli HaKayin. And he was sitting there first. It says, "Ve'eli Yakayin Yoshav al Mezuzas Heichal Hashem," and Chana came afterwards. So why in the world should Eli be mechuyev? I mean, you see the Afal Pika and Eli got up. Zeppelin up that even if you were sitting there first, when somebody else comes, you know, you see that you're mechuyev to get up. L'chayr Sishnag Akasha. Hagam, the Torah says that the lashon of the halacha usher leishiv, it's usher to sit down, is mashmit to sit down in somebody else's boundary. But if the whole limud comes from the pasuk, I mean, lemaisa Eli was sitting already, and she came, and afal pi kein Eli stood up. So lechayra, it's mashmit you have to stand up, even if you were there first. So comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says that al korchach you have to say. That the Rosh only said his halacha if, let's say, it's in a house. And the house is not miyuchid for tefillah. So if you're sitting there first, and somebody comes into a house, and he starts davening, kemen zogin, that the fellow that sat there had every right in the world to sit there, you're coming into his gvul, so you're not mechuyev to stand up. But let's say it's l'marshal in the Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaMikdash is miyuchid for Avayda. So even if you're sitting there first and now somebody else comes into Davin, you're mechuyev to stand up. Which is why Eli stood up. Memela in a shul. If let's say you're sitting in a shul and somebody else comes to Davin, it's a place which is miyuchid for Avayda. It's a place which is miyuchid for Tfilah. You're mechuyev to get up. That's the way it should come out. So halach, it should come out according to this. If you're sitting and someone comes after you and he davens, even though it might be disturbing, over the ma'isi, you'll be mechuyev to get up because it's a makim which is miyuchid for avayda. A new halach, and we're going to afterwards. I'm going to summarize al pi da'itzer ha'tshuvos exactly what the halach is. I'm just trying to be masber the way it comes out from the psukim. The Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuv Beis v'shem v'yeshayimim. If someone sits beside the mispalel and he's weak and he can't get up, so it's mutter for him to sit there. Why? Because his weakness is meichiach that he can't get up. Is that answer? For someone that's weak, comes along the Taz and is sakasha lechayra. And what's the big deal? So move a little bit and sit chutz l'dalat amos. Like, is it such a tircha to sit chutz l'dalat amos? Furthermore, Eli HaZaken. Eli HaKoyen was a Zaken muflig l'chayra. So, and afal pikein, you see that he got up. So zek medach that there is no such heter. As I frek the taz. So number one, to answer up the psak of the Beis Yosef, it could be lahaloche, that we say that an Odom Cholush is not mechuyev to get up, it's taka by someone that can't get up to sit. Chutz l'dalat amos. We'll see some of Moshe on Yom Kippur, for example. Well, his mamish, he feels as a gor shvach, and he can't even think about getting up. Or on a tainis, enochinami. If it's b'yechoyel is taki to get up and sit chutz l'dalat amos, then maybe you don't have the heter. And the heter over here that the mechaber is talking about is where a person taki can't get up. As far as the Taz's question that Eli HaKoyen was a Zaken Muflig, everybody asks on the Taz, it's a Pelah, he wasn't a Zaken Muflig. Later on in the next kapitel, it says that Eli was Nifta when he was 98. But this Maisha took place 40 years before that. This Maisha took place on the day, the Eli Yoshev, the Medrash says, that day he was Nizmana to be a Kohen Gadol. So at this time, he was 58 years old. He wasn't such a Zaken Muflig. Memela, you can't ask a Kasha from over here. And one more Kasha that the Taz asks on the Pasuk is, how could you bring Raya's from Eli HaKoyen that he stood up, or he sat chutzl dalat amos? As far as Eli HaKoyen was concerned, she wasn't davening. He considered her a shikaira. He didn't look at her as if she was davening. If Eli HaKoyen would think that she's davening, then he could say, oh, you see, he thought she was davening, then later he stood up. But as far as Eli HaKoyen was concerned, she was a shikaira. So what are you bringing rise from Eli? How he was noyeh? So the Teretz of the Taz says, Eli Zichu saw that she was davening. Eli didn't think she wasn't davening. But in the manner in which she was davening, right, he thought she was davening on a shikadika way. At a rabbi, you see from Chazal, that they learn out from over here that a shikar is also to daven. Because Eli was giving her a musar ad mosay to shtakorin, hasirius yenech me'oloyich, take away your shikras, you're not allowed to daven on a zamin matziv. Mashma that Eli knew that she was davening, except he held that she was, it was also for to daven as a shikaira. But knowing that she davened, he was naive. The way he was naive, the fact that she was a shikaira did not give him a heter to sit. Now, just halacha lemaisa. Okay, this is all how we derive from the navi the different halachas. But halacha lemaisa. First of all, the pais can bring down that it makes no difference who's davening. It could be a katan, it could be a woman, and rabbi. We learned the halacha out from Chana's tefillah. Makes no difference who's davening. You're mechuyev, you're not allowed to sit Torah Dal Ramis of them davening. If someone is Isaac in Torah, mitaych a sefer, or even Baal Peh Ba'amira, where you see clearly he's Isaac in something in a Dovah Shebikdusha, or if somebody is writing Divrei Torah, lechatchila it's mutter to sit me'achoyre ha'mispala. In back of the mispala, that's lechatchila. That's less man de polig, either saying, looking into a sefer, or saying Divrei Torah Baal Peh, or writing, that's even mutter lechatchila. If you're sitting on the side of the mispala, so then, you should only be makel if you have no other place to stay where it's not going to stir your learning. If some other places are going to stir your learning and this is the only place you can do it, then b'diavad you could. But if l'chatchila you could avoid it, it's good to avoid it l'chatchila. Or if let's say you know that the mispalel is going to have tzar because he knows that he's disturbing somebody else from sitting next to him, and maybe he's going to have to hurry up his tefillah, so then that's also a heter, you're allowed to sit on his side. In front of the mispalel, that there's no heter whatsoever to sit. No heter to sit unless there's only one time when there's a heter. If let's say you're learning in a base medrash where now it's miyuchid for limud atayra only and no davening. And a fellow comes in and he decides that he wants to daven here right now. That's not his place right now to daven. If the Seder is that right now everybody learns and it's not a time for davening, so then if somebody comes here, then he has no right to be Goyrim Bikl Taira. He has no right to be Goyrim Bikl Taira. A Choyla or a Zokain, it's Murtur for him to sit Taira Baal Ramas of the Mispalel, if it's even the slightest Hircha. And Bechal Zan Yom Kippur, everybody's included in that Heter, and on a Tainus, everybody's included on that Heter. I already mentioned the Beis Medrash, which is designated for Taira, so you don't have to move out of the way. If let's say there's a Mechitza in front of the mispalel, which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's already considered a hefsek, and you're allowed to sit even befanav. But dafke, if it's a mechitza kavua, that it doesn't move. But if let's say it's a shtender, or let's say it's a bench, or a chair, that's moved around, so that already is not, there's no heter. A curtain, the paiskim are matir. A different room with the door open and you're taking Dal Ramis, that's also considered a mechitza. That's what the paiskim are matir. So these are the halachas of sitting Taik Dal Ramis of a mispalel. There's another inyan, totally different inyan, about walking past a mispalel while he's davening. That's not the shaila over here, but Agav Urcha, once we mentioned it, there is an isser of walking in front Taik Dal Ramis of the mispalel. It's only usher if you're walking in front of them, but on the side, then it's mutter. Hagam the Zohar HaKadosh says that a person shouldn't walk on the side of a mispalel either, but lahalacha, the place can bring down its usher to walk in front of him. L'tzayrach mitzvah iveres. Let's say a mitzvah that you're not going to have the chance to do it, now you have to rush out to do it, so then the place can wash. Let's say you have to hear Kaddish or Kiddush and someone's davening in front of you, Baruch Hu. You have to run out to a Seder Alimud with a Chavrusa, it's mutter. However, you should be mishtagel not to mamish walk in front of the mispala. A mitzvah she'eino iveres, there is no heter for it. Okay? Let's say it's covered up rias, if Allah has to go out to the bathroom, or let's say there's a kid screaming, and you have to slap him out, and you have to walk in front of the mispalel, that's mutter. Now here's a kula, yesh oimrim. Let's say the fellow that's davening has a talus over his head. So he's not going to see you anyway. Right. The whole Indian is you don't want to stir the kavana of the mishpala. And let's say a fellow has a talus over his head, or he has his eyes closed. So yeshayimim, you can be mekel b'hitstarfus with the fact that nowadays people don't have this that much kavana anyway. So there is a makom lahakel. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's better not to be samech on that heter. If there's a reason to be likely, you could be samech on the heter with the eyes closed, with the talus over the head or whatever. But lechatchila, it's best not to be meikle. Okay? B'shas hatzchak, you could be meikle. That's basically the halachis. Oh, in Agav Urcha, it says that a person that knows that he's going to daven a long Shemoneh Esrei, and the Mela, he's going to be Meinea people from sitting down, or Meinea people from passing by, it's good that he should daven in a place in a corner where it's not going to be bothering anybody. That's Milchus Derech Eretz. A person has to know that he has to have consideration for other people also. That's also brought down in the Paiskin. So, that these halachas are all derived from three words. Three words in a Pasuk Navi is halfway of a fella how great the Torah is, that all these halachas are derived from Amish. Three words here in one of the Pasuk. And now the last Pasuk in this capital. The Gam Onoichi Hishiltiu Lashem Kol Hayomim Asher Hoya Husho Lashem. I also lent him to Hashem. All the days that he will be in his existence, Husho Lashem, he's lent out to Hashem. Vayishtachu Shem Lashem, and they bow down there to Hashem. Rashi says, what was she saying over here? Gam Onoichi Hishiltiu Lashem Kol Hayomim. Rashi says, like, what's she saying over here? She's saying another reason why Eli has no right to be makbid on him and to have him punished. Because he's not mine. He belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're going to cause him to be punished with your kpeda, you're really killing someone that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's borrowed to Hashem. So it's not only chav to me, it's chav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And merely you shouldn't be makbid against him. The Maldim learns pshat over here, l'shitosei, of the way he learned pshat originally, that what was Chana coming to Tain over here? Chana was afraid that since the boy is young, he's 2 years old, Eli's not going to want to be metapa with him. Eli will tell her, wait till the kid is older, and you know, you'll bring him then. What do you have to bring him now for? So on that, Chana said, the Gama Noichi Shiltiu Hashem Kol Hayomim. Because I didn't only lend him to Hashem when he gets older, I lent him out to Hashem from the time that he's young. So if you're not going to accept him now into the Beis HaMikdash, all that time will be wasted where he could serve Hashem. So she was begging him, please accept him now, take him under your wings now, and then he'll be able to do the Avodah now. The Radak brings down over here a Medrash. If you look at the Pasuk, V'gam Anoichi Hishiltiu Hashem Kol Hayomim Asher Hoya Hu Shaul LaHashem. So the Radak brings down a Medrash, Nitznitzo Bo Ruach HaKadosh. She had over here a spark of Nevuah, because she was saying, as long as he will be around, then Shaul will be around. Shaul HaMelech, which was the Maisi Yodav of Shmuel, because Shmuel was the one that anointed him to be the king. So Kol HaYomim Asher Hoya, who Shaul LaHashem, Shaul will be the Melech LaHashem. But if he's going to, when he's going to be Nifter, shortly afterwards Shaul will be Nifter v'kachav ha'maiseh. That shortly after Shmuel HaNavi was Nifter, Shaul was Nifter. So Nitzlis is about Ruach HaKadosh. Let's begin the next kapitel. Vatispal El Chana, Vatoymar. Chana davened. Now she brought him up. She davened to Hashem and she said, Olatz libi b'Hashem. My heart is exalted. In other words, there's a happiness that I triumphed. Olatz libi b'Hashem. It's a happiness of triumph in Hashem. Romo karni b'Hashem. My pride has been raised b'Hashem. Rochav pi aloivai. Now I can open my mouth against my enemies. She was referring to Pnina. Kisomachti b'Yeshuasech. Because now I'm happy with your Yeshua. My first reaction to the Pasuk was that I would think that after she had this Yeshua, she wouldn't be thinking anymore about the Nekama against Pnina. That was my first reaction. So I thought we'll see soon that the Mefarshim Shtelzach on it. But let's see the simple shot in the Pasuk. The Radak and the Malbim both ask the question, if you look at the first 9 psukim over here in this kapitel, there's not a word of tefillah. Tefillah is Yidavet Hashem, give me a Yeshua, give me bracha. It's all praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's really known as Shiras Chana. So if anything, it should have said, Vatoshar Chana. Chana sang, she sang the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave Shvach Bohidot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this lashon of Atispal El Chana Bataima? You see the rest of the psukim over here. It's Kulei Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least the first 9 psukim. So the Radak and the Malbim both point out that the halacha is that before you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to say his praises. It's a Gemara in Masechtas Brachos. Lo'olam yisader adam shvachay shal makayim. A person should be misader the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he should first daven. So over here it's also the same thing. The first 9 psukim is shiras v'sishbachas to Hashem, and the 10th pasuk she davens, you know, for the future. We learn this out of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, "V'eschanan al Hashem, v'eisa hilaymo, idam takodesh baruch hu." And it says in the Torah, "Hashem alekim, ata achilois alaris es avdecha, es godlecha, ves yodcha achazokim." So before Moshe Rabbeinu davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu to let him stay in Eretz Yisrael, he first gave him praise. That's the derech of tefillah, sending in Shemoneh Esrei. First thing before we start saying the tefillahs, the bakoshes, we say the avos, we say gvurais, we say kedusha, atakadosh. That is the derech of tefillah. So we hear vatispalel. Ultimately, it was a tefillah, but leading up to the tefillah, Chana sang the shiras v'sishbachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As kedai to mention, that the tefillah of Chana is teifus a gewaldige makim by us in Yiddishkeit. It's teifus a gewaldige makim. The Gemara says, first of all, we learn out a lot of halachas from the tefillah of Chana. In the first kapitel, there's a velt of halachas that we learn out. Gemara Masechtas Brachos learns out a velt of halachas. That's number one. Furthermore, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that of Chesam Midbeis, Hani Yud Ches Keneged Me. That we have 18 brachas. We have 19. Later on, there were most of the bracha of Olam Al Shinim. But the Iker 18 brachas Keneged Me. Where does the number 18 come from? Amber Vilbrei Derushul Ben Achmeni Keneged Yud Ches Askarish Amber David Vahavul Hashem Bnei Elam. David Amelech in the Mizmor of the David Vahavul Hashem Bnei Elam Vahavul Hashem Kvayd Va'oyz. He mentions the name of Hashem 18 times. Keneged that is 18 brachas. Yosef says it different. The 7 brachas of Shabbos in the Shabbos Dikir Shemana Esrei. It's connected to Zion Kailas. The David said, Kol Hashem Alamayim, Kol Hashem Bahadur. It says it 7 times, 7 brachas. What about the 9 brachas in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Where does that come from? Connected me? Omer of Yitzchok de Min Kartignin. Connected Tes Askorish Shomra Chana Bitfilosa. Connected the 9 Shemus that Chana said in this tefillah over here, the Amar Mar, Berosh Hashanah Nifkida Sora Rachel the Chana. So we have to know, Svarim say that Chana wasn't stam someone that we learn halachas from, and Chana wasn't just a makam remez. She said 9 Hashems, Memelu we have 9 brachas. The same way the Avos Hagdoshim were Peseach Hashar and tefillah. Avram Avinu was Masakin Shachris. Yitzchok Avinu was Masakin Mincha. And Yaakov Avinu was Masakin Mayriv. Chana paved the way. She davened so hard on Rosh Hashanah that she paved the way that now Klal Yisrael for the rest of time has that shvil, has that road to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memele, when the Chachamim were Masakin, the amount of brachas in the Musar Shemana Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, they were Masakin at Keneged Chana because she paved the way for us. And she said, Noin Askaris, Memele, that is the way the Shemana Esrei is. Now, even though the tefillah that she said over here was not on Rosh Hashanah, this tefillah that she says over here really came after she brought him up, you know, which was lavd after Rosh Hashanah. But Ayos, the makor was from Rosh Hashanah because that's when she was nifkida, so the chachamim, you know, they were maskir after her. Now, the Malbim, what is this over here? Olatz libi b'Hashem, Roma karni b'Hashem, Rocha pi al oivai ki samachti b'shua secha. So the Malbim says a gewaldige Sache, and that will really answer the question that we asked, like what she's thinking now about taking the Kama against her enemy. One would think that she's so happy that she forgot about it. She forgot about her enemy. Nemesis, there's a part that was sent over to Yedua. There was a Ger Tzedek in Vilna, Potocki, you know, Avram ben Avram, that was killed. He was killed by the Lithuanians. He died al Kiddush Hashem. So once, while the guard was torturing him, so the guard by his place felt bit. He saw that there was a Kaddish in front of him, and he begged him. He asked him, please have Rachmanos on me. I have a wife and children. I'm only doing this because they're telling me to do it. So he says, you remind me of something that happened while I was younger. When I was a young child, I used to play with some of the peasant children. And we used to play with soldiers made out of clay. And one time, one of the peasant kids, he stole a couple of my clay soldiers. I ran after him. I said, I'm going to get my father's armies after you. Don't, you know, his father was a Choshev general in the army. Years later, there was a knock at his door. He must have been about 20 years old then. There's a knock at his door. One of the peasants came to him. He fell down. Mamish Kairim. He said, oh, you have Rachmanis on me. Don't get your father after me. Please, please, you know, I have Charata for taking those clay soldiers from you. So he tells him, he says, you know, when I was a kid, all I had was my clay soldiers. So then I was upset with you. He says, now, Baruch Hashem, I realize I come from a noble family. I realize I have riches. The clay soldiers are not oil on my mind. You have nothing to worry about. So Avram ben Avram told this to the guard. He says, down here on this world, I have my clay goof. It's made out of Adama. So here it hurts me that you're torturing me. When I come up to Shemayim, there's going to be such gewaltige gezachen up there. You think I'm going to think about the torture of the clay goof? I'm going to forget about it. So they say over B'Shem, Avram ben Avram, a gewaltige gevart. Hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim, shavachuhu kol umim. Ki govar aleinu chazda. What? The Gemara asks the question, why should the nations of the world praise Hashem? Because Hashem gave us a tremendous chesed. The Teretz says, l'fi the tzoris, that the goyim gave us down here. When we come up there, we should tine against them, that they should get oinchim, mamish, tremendous oinchim. But because the chesed is so gevaldig up there, we forget about the tzoris, we forget about the tortures. So hallelujah, Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim, ki govar aleinu chazdai. And that up there, and that saves you from the tzoris. So the same thing over here. One would think that she was zeichet to such a Yeshua, especially if the Medrash that says she was like over 100 years old when she had this baby. You would think that she would forget about the Tzara of Pnina. So let's take a look. Let's take a look. So the Malbim says, Olas Libi B'Hashem is going on, I was happy, I was exalted at the time that Eli promised me I'm going to have a child. Roma Kani B'Hashem, at the time that I conceived the child. Rechav pi aloivai, the eis haleda, at the time that I gave birth. But the ikar is, kisomachti bishuasecha. The ibur with the promise and the fact that I could open up my mouth against my enemies, that's not the ikar by me over here. The ikar is kisomachti bishuasecha, I was zeichet to the gili hashtina upon me. It was painful. It was very painful to her that she had to suffer at the hands of Pnina. It was a very painful thing. But she's saying now, I thank you for the promise. I thank that there was a promise given to me. I thank Hashem for the Ibur. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Leida. And that saved me from the tzar that I had. But by me, the Iker now is, Kisamachti Bishua Secha. I'm happy with your Yeshua. The fact that you will Megali yourself to me. And now I have a new Akkar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a new relationship. That by me is the Iker. You have a similar thing. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha, he told him he's going to have children. So it says, "Vayivin Sham Mizbeach LaHashem Anirai Lov." So after Rechaim HaKadosh, Avram Avinu was thrilled he was going to have a child. But why did he build a Mizbeach? LaHashem Anirai Lov, because now he had a new relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he built the Mizbeach. You know, for states of having children is a very important thing. But the ikar by him was LaHashem Anirai Lov, that Hashem appeared to him. That's the same thing over here. Kisomachti Bishua Secha, I have a new relationship with you. I mean, maybe all the other things are tuffle to this. Have a good day. Good to Bach, everybody. Good to Bach. Good to Bach.